Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tufted Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, February 28th. The grains, I'm switching comments to the May comments now. May corn was up 27 cents overnight at 682 and three quarters. May wheat was up 45 cents at 45 and three quarter cents at 905 and a half. And May beans up 39 and a quarter at 1623 and three quarters. We had some new export sales this morning. 120 old crop beans to unknown and 136 new crop beans to China. Obviously, the markets are higher today with Putin declaring that his nuclear arsenal is now on high alert, whatever that means. That put the markets into a frenzy out here. Crude oil is up $3.52, but it's about $4 off its highs. The stock market's down 460 points. The bonds are up almost two full points. Silver's up 63, gold's up 30 bucks an ounce here. We just opened about where we closed last night. Obviously, for the week, it's all going to be pretty much about Russia. They're apparently in talks now on the Belarus border with Ukraine. I can't imagine anything positive is going to come out of that, but we'll see. The big fear is what's going to happen with the Ukrainian corn and soybean crops out there. Who's going to be able to get loans to plant the crops? Who's going to grow the crops? Who owns the crops? Are all questions people are going to be asking here this morning. There was one rumor that Putin's going to give the land to the oligarchs to keep them happy, but nobody knows for sure. My guess is any of that grain that's run by anybody but the Ukrainians will be put on a do not buy list around the world, but we'll have to see. Who knows? Obviously, these markets, you know, are incredibly volatile, up sharply Thursday, down sharply on Friday, up sharply here today. I've always said we always see the volatility increase at contract highs and contract lows. I don't know if we're going to be able to exceed the highs that we made on Thursday night or Wednesday night. You know, it all depends. If Putin does launch any nuclear weapons, these grain markets will go nuts. There's no telling where they could go. If he doesn't, if he backs off of the borders, and maybe they make a deal where he gets the two areas of the Russian-speaking people and the rest of it stays with the Ukrainians, I think these markets will collapse. But this thing can go either way out here. I think the best, you know, is what we've been doing. You buy puts to protect the downside. If you want to sell grain, go ahead and sell it, but re-own it with call options. I don't know any other way to do this without getting involved in the margin calls, without feeling like you're locked out of this market, or without feeling like you're giving back, you know, all these profits that you've got out here. Certainly on Friday and the close with corn and wheat limit down, most farmers weren't feeling too good. Now we're back up here, 25 cents of it in the corn, 40 cents of it in the wheat. I think it's an opportunity to sell something, but again, I would definitely re-own it with call options in case there's a problem overseas. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.